Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Kenneth Joy, CEO and president of Ruban Financial Corp, trading under the ticker symbol RBNF. And Ruban Financial Corporation is a banking holding company whose principal activity is the ownership and management of its wholly owned subsidiaries. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here, Juan. Thank you.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the RDSI acquisition.
Well, the most recent acquisition we have is actually over on the banking side. We've Ruban Financial Corp has got two primary businesses. Should I start there and explain those?
Yes, please.
Okay. The first business that we have is a banking operation. It has assets at year end of about $650 million. We operate out of 22 locations, and we're in the northwest corner of Ohio, and we have extension into Fort Wayne, Indiana as well. The other side of our business is separate and unique, and that is the RDSI side, which is a data processing company. And mm-hmm. The data processing company is has approximately 70 and 75 client banks, which we do the data processing for, sort of the teller operation, the accounting, the deposit, the loans. We also have what's called the item processing side of the business, where we process the check side of the business. We do that for just a little bit over 90 banks. Total, we touch about a little bit less than 120 community banks. And those banks are in 11 states, and RDSI has actually been in the data processing business for a good number of years, actually 40 years, although its growth track has really been probably in the last 8 to 10 years. So those are our two core businesses. The most recent acquisition that you might have been asking about was over on the banking side.
Yeah, with St. Henry?
I see what you're saying. That St. Henry was an additional bank that was most recently added to the family of banks processed by RDSI. The acquisition that we did is over on the banking side. It was Montpelier National Bank.
And MBM Bancor, correct?
Yes, and that occurred effective on December the 1st of last year.
Okay, well, thanks for the clarification. And talk a little bit about – oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Talk about some of the trends right now in the market and how well-positioned Ruban is to capitalize.
Well, if you take a look at the banking side of the business, starting with that, the trends are, I guess I would have to say, challenging. What the bank is facing is no different than any other bank in probably in the country and certainly within the Midwest, although the Southeast and the West are not immune either. But we've been fortunate. We've had excellent growth in terms of assets. We've also had excellent growth in terms of net income. Those can all be potentially threatened if we don't see some economic turnaround. And I'd like to stay optimistic, but unless we see a general change in the environment, all banks will be challenged with the quality of their assets. So that side of the business, while we did very well last year, we grew our income substantially, grew our assets, did some acquisitions. If you look forward, without a change in the economy, the banking environment is going to be very challenged. On the data, go ahead, Juan.
I was just going to say that, yeah, continue talking about some of those challenges and some of your strategies for overcoming them.
Well, on the banking side, our history is that we went through some very severe credit problems beginning in 2001 and 2002. So we actually had the experience, unfortunately, with having a significant level of trouble assets, and we've learned how to work through those pretty successfully. I think that's helped us maintain a reasonable level of non-performing assets. We've been ranging in the 100 to 120 basis point level for the last year and a half or so. So I believe that experience has helped us a great deal. Now, as to trying to grow the assets, we have some very clear strategies about how we intend to do that. We've gone into markets such as Columbus, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the Toledo market, Lima. We've done that by picking a very senior executive within that market that's very, very well experienced and very well connected. And we've used that model to gain entry, to secure a solid loan base. And we've kept, however, a fair amount of that lending responsibility in a central fashion. Although we share that lending thinking through weekly meetings where we have extensive discussion of what kind of loans we're looking for and what criteria. So we're communicating that strategy pretty thoroughly so people in the field do understand it. In addition, we've got on the retail side of the business, we've got a very clear strategy on the retail side of the business that was implemented probably about 2 years ago. And that's our
high performance
checking program. And in that program, we've been able to turn around what had been an account loss, a net account loss, on the retail side for the last 2 years. And for the most current 2 years, we've been able to grow those accounts. And it's a process of mailings and gifts and reducing down the number of account offerings and making those account offerings on the retail side very, very competitive. So we've, besides on the commercial side, we've got a model that works well. On the retail side, we've got a model that works well. The other thing we do is, for instance, the most recent acquisition, which ties in with that strategy, the Montpelier acquisition, which was closed on December 1st, was one that was ideal for us. It provides a funding source. Their loan to deposits there were about 50%. So where we have our asset generation in these markets by a highly talented individual, we were able to provide loans or provide funding for them through such things as this acquisition and through, for instance, the high-performance checking. The other thing about the acquisition that we most recently did, it's an adjacent market, and as a result of that, we're able to get some economies of scale. Their expenses were a bit over $3 million, and we've been able to reduce their expenses so far by about $1 million. So that's kind of the strategy that we see in on the banking side, and that certainly are some of the challenges we face as well.
Thank you. And talk about what differentiates Urban from other players in your sector right now.
Well, in terms of the stock picture, we bring two pieces of that. One is we have improving earnings, which isolates the company by that characteristic alone. And number two, we have a piece of the business which is unusual on the banking side as people look at banking stocks, and that is our data processing company. That has a very high element of non-interest income. It's had a very good growth rate, both from a revenue and from a net income perspective. And it really has not been appropriately valued, at least as we see it, within the stock price. And as a result of that, we think we've got a hidden asset in our stock price, which hasn't been properly recognized. We have made statements relative to that, that we are seeking some strategic alternatives for the data processing side of our business, and we expect to do that within a reasonable period of time here.
And once again, joining us today is Kenneth Joyce, CEO and President of Urban Financial Corporation. Trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol RBNF, currently trading at $8.40 a share. Can you talk about some of the reasons, Ken, why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think there's a couple of pieces to that. We've got a bank that is in the Midwest. I think the Heartland. We have not seen the radical swings in the valuations of property, and therefore we haven't seen the radical swings in on the negative side as we look at as our mortgage lending. So I think we've got a good franchise. We've had increased earnings. We have a reasonable level of non-performing assets, and we have a hidden value of RDSI within our stock. So we think those things make a fairly compelling argument to at least look at it and see if our stock fits your portfolio and what might be appropriate for an individual's investment.
And can you walk us through your background and also the background of some of your senior management team?
Sure. After an undergraduate degree at Wayne State University, a couple of years in the Army, Master's of Business Administration from the University of Michigan, and after that, really, I've been in banking for my entire career. So unfortunately, I guess I'm closing on 40 years of experience, which seems like an awful lot. But nonetheless, that's the case. And in that experience has been mortgage banking, some data processing, president of the community bank, and most recently here's for the last, I guess, 5-6 years, CEO of Urban, and operating the bank and the data processing company. And probably the most significant event in that in the course of that 6 or 7 years is the recovery of the bank from its asset problems of 2001-2002. As to our rest of our management team, we've got Dwayne Sen, our CFO. He's actually moved up through the organization. He's a young man. I'd say 34,
35?
37. 37?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thanks, Bella. He's been with the company about 17, 18 years at this point. Worked his way from the data processing company, processing checks through controller, and was named CFO probably about
2005.
We've, on the banking side of the business, We've got a fellow by the name of Mark Klein. Mark is the president and CEO of the State Bank and Trust Company, which is our $650 million bank. And Mark joins us with about 30 years of banking experience, and most recently with Sky Bank, prior to its getting folded into Huntington Bank. And Mark is a very experienced banker, an excellent commercial banker, an excellent commercial lender, and well-experienced, and brings an interesting mix of community bank experience, because he's been in this community, lives in the Defiance area, and regional banking, where the regional banks have got some very good ideas relative to sales and to marketing. And so he's been able to bring a good mix of a community bank environment where we're very close and connected to the community, as well as the regional banking environment, whose strengths probably reside in sales and effective operations. The data processing company is run by Hank Thiemann, Hank is a very experienced banker as well, and he's been with RDSI now probably about 2 years, and with Bourbon probably close to 10 years now, and he's held various operational roles within Bourbon Corp, within Bourbon Financial Corp. That's our probably our four key executives.
And before we conclude, Ken, what objectives have you and your management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, one of them is to find the right strategic option for RDSI. And we've discussed what those would probably be. One of them would be a potential sale of the organization, and the other one would be what would be considered a spinoff of the organization, and that's where you would end up owning a share of Bourbon and a share of RDSI. We are evaluating both of those. We think that will release the value of RDSI, and we think it's going to enrich the shareholder. That time will have to tell us that for sure, but that's our expectation. On the banking side, we continue to expect to grow it. My stated objective is to try to get it to $1 billion by 2010. Current environment may slow that a little bit, or it might accelerate that. I'm not exactly sure yet. There are certainly acquisition opportunities out there for us. We've got a very strong capital position, and we're fortunately, as I've indicated before, making money and actually growing earnings. So we see growth on the banking side. And we see the taking advantage of the hidden value in RDSI as some of the key things we need to get done here in the fairly short term.
So, yeah, talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will it be primarily organic, or will you look for more M&A opportunities?
Well, we are growing both businesses, the banking business and the data processing business. Through internal growth or organic growth, we have a very aggressive sales program on the banking side, and last year we made probably close to 4,000 business calls, and with a very strong referral program, so we're seeing good organic growth there. But at the same time, on the banking side, we just added an acquisition in December of about $100 million, and that's what we call an operational acquisition. It's close by. It allows good consolidation, and allows us to get into that market and be effective in selling new products within that market. That may or may not have been available in that market before we got there. On the RDSI side, we see similar opportunities. We've had good organic growth. We're certainly interested should we find the right acquisition candidate on that side of the business as well.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track Bourbon's progress. And I'd like to thank you for the update today.
Okay, well, pleasure talking to you, Juan. And you take care.
Thanks.